This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Should I memorize 99 names of Allah? Alhamdulillah, salat, salam, rasulullah. So there's the famous hadith of Abu Hurairah, it's reported in Bukhari and Muslim, that Allah has 99 names, 100 except for one, whoever encompasses them will enter into paradise. So then the word encompass needs to be defined. And the scholars have said about encompassing, man ahsaha, this word ihsa, that it involves a number of different levels. Because you have to remember, again, this reward is so great that whoever encompasses these names will receive what at the end? Jannah. And so it's something incredibly valuable. It's got to be something that's significant. Number one, they said ihsa, the first level of ihsa is to ascertain the names. What are the names of Allah? Is An-Nur one of the names of Allah? Is Al-Hadi one of the names of Allah? Figuring out what the names of Allah are. And I would encourage you to check out the very extensive series that I have on the names of Allah on the Al-Maghrib Institute channel with Bilal Khan. That's number one, to ascertain the names of Allah. Number two, it's to know the meanings of these names. So what does Ar-Rahman mean? What does Al-Quddus mean? What do these names even mean? So that's number two. Number three is to memorize them, to learn them. And number four is to live in accordance with these names and to ask Allah by those names. And so these levels all together make up this concept of encompassing the names of Allah. And if a person does so, inshallah, they will enter into paradise.